Mais justement. Alléluia. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your power that is working in us. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining us. Thank you for your strength that is giving us victories. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that is guiding us into all truth and into all righteousness. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for glorifying and for honoring your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were devised against us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with great spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for removing barriers from our path. Even the barriers the enemy set to stop us from moving forward. Thank you for taking those barriers away. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us peace and joy, such peace that we cannot find in this world. Thank you for filling our lives with your peace and with your joy. Thank you, Father. We thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs on every side. Thank you for giving us powerful testimonies so that everyone can learn of you through our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for using this ministry to bless a lot of lives all over the world and to change many lives all over the world. Thank you, Father. I ask, Lord, that as we have come to your presence, even to your throne, to seek you this midnight. O Lord, hear us and answer us in Jesus' name. We want to see your mighty hand change our situations for good. We want to have encounters with your power as we pray here tonight. Father, let it be so in the name of Jesus. We want to receive revival in our spirits and souls and bodies. Father, let it be so as we pray tonight. In the name of Jesus. We want to go back with miracles. We want to live here with miracles, with healings, with deliverances, and with victories. Father, let it be so as we pray tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lead us by your Holy Spirit to pray correctly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And we welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We trust God to answer your prayers tonight. In Jesus' name, we're going to sing worship songs before the prayer point. Thou art worthy. Thou. And worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord, you're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha. Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High, miraculous God. Most High, we give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near every morning, near every morning. Great is thy faith. Goodness, O Lord, great is thy faithfulness. How we need the river, how we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river, how we need the river, how we need the rain, leaving waters flow to rust again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. shower down your glory, Savior Lord, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place, Lord Jesus, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Holy Spirit. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, we praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. What love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What about you? Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah, Jesus shall be honored, shall be honored, shall be honored. Jesus shall be honored in my life every day. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the hurt to the cross, my debts you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the hurt to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. All these a miracle walk on. All these a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are not Emmanuel. You are not Emmanuel. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, you're not a man, you're not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you, no one like you, no one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you. Savior, no one like you. No one like you. Father, no one like you. Master, you are the God of everything, no one like you. Anytime I see an order breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you, that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. And I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, I praise you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty. You gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame. When you died and rose again, now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my God. You are all I have and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. That is the God we are serving. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. He's unchangeable, God. Unchangeable, God. Unchangeable, God. He's reliable, God. Reliable, God. Reliable, God. He's too faithful to fail us. Reliable, God. Reliable, God. He can never disappoint us. Reliable God, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. My Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto us. O Lord, my God, when I'll be awesome wonder, considered all the works thy hands hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. I begin to worship and bless his name. Magnify him, adore him, glorify him, praise his majesty. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the rock of our salvation, the rock of our deliverance, the rock of our safety, the rock of our defense. Worship him. He reigns forever and ever. He rules over everything and everyone. He controls times and seasons. It controls every situation. Nothing takes him by surprise. He knows everything before they happen. He knows all things even before they exist. Worship him. He has designed the destinies of all things, the fate of all things. He has declared the end of all things even before those things began to exist. Worship him. He is a mysterious God. He is a very deep God. There is no end to his depth. There is no searching of his wisdom. There is no searching of his knowledge. No searching of his understanding. Praise him. He is without measure. His power is without measure. His greatness is without measure. His strength is without measure. His fullness is without measure. Worship him. We praise you, Father. Many people can speak, but only you and speak, and your words will come to pass. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Many people can make plans and decisions, but only you make plans and fulfill them in their times, in their seasons. We worship you, Father. You are unstoppable. You are unconquerable. Too strong to be conquered. You are too strong to be conquered. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You need to thank the Lord. You need to say, thank you, Father, for your grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you, Father, because whenever I trust you, you always help me. Every time I trust you for help, you always help me. Every time I depend on you for help, you always help me. Every time I believe in you for help, you always help me. Thank you for your grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for putting me in your light. Thank you for taking me out of darkness and for putting me in your light. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for putting me in your light, for planting me in your light. Thank you for taking me out of darkness. Thank you for taking me out of darkness. Thank you for taking me out of darkness. Bible says, who hath delivered us from the powers of darkness? He has delivered us from darkness. He has rescued you from darkness. Thank him for that. Say, Father, thank you for putting me in your light. Thank you for taking me out of darkness. Thank you for surrounding me with your light. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for eliminating shame in my life and crowning me with honor. Say, thank you, Lord, for crowning me with honor. Thank you for taking away shame from my life. Begin to thank you. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for taking away shame from my life. Thank you for crowning my life with honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking away disgrace from my life. Thank you for crowning my life with honor. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your words of promise come to pass in my life. Let all your words of promise for my life come to pass now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, let your words of promise concerning me come to pass. Your words of promise concerning my life, concerning my destiny, Father, bring them to pass. All that you have promised in your scriptures concerning me, Father, bring them to pass. All that you have promised in your scriptures concerning me, O Lord, bring them to pass. And all that you have promised through your Holy Spirit, Father, bring them to pass in my life. All that you have promised me through the voice of your Holy Spirit, Father, bring them to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, all that you have promised me through dreams and visions, Father, bring them to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, all that you have promised me through prophecies, Father, bring them to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, bring to pass your promises in my life. Bring to pass your promises in my life. Do not allow your words to fall to the ground. Father, do not allow your word concerning me fall to the ground. Do not allow your word concerning me fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yes, we're going to pray concerning God's promises for your life. You're going to say, Father, mobilize your angels to begin operations, to do operations on earth, so that your promises for my life can happen. Say, Father, mobilize your angels to carry out operations in the earth, so that your promises for my life can come to pass. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mobilize your angels. Mobilize your angels. In the name of Jesus. Mobilize your angels. Father, mobilize your angels. God of Israel, mobilize your angels to begin operations in the earth, so that your promises for my life can happen. Mobilize them right now. In the name of Jesus. Mobilize your angels right now. Mobilize your angels right now to do powerful operations on head. To do terrible operations on head. To do mighty operations on head. To do secret operations on head. So that your promises for my life can happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. We want every one of you to pray this prayer. One of the weapons of destruction in the kingdom of darkness is cancer. Yeah, I know many of you are familiar with the word cancer. Yeah, I've seen people who have no health problem. I mean, they had no health problem, they have been healthy. But all of a sudden, within the space of 2 weeks, the doctor said they have cancer, and the cancer is in the last stage. Yeah, so that cancer of a thing is a satanic weapon. It is, in most cases, it doesn't occur naturally. Or maybe I should use the word in some cases. Or maybe I should use the word in many cases. It doesn't just happen naturally. It is usually an attack from the kingdom of darkness. And in these last days, Satan wants to use cancer to cut short the lives of many Christians. Yeah, I'm talking of people that they eat well, they take good care of themselves, but all of a sudden you just hear that they have cancer. Yeah, so I want you to pray. Yeah, I'm not just telling you to pray this prayer. It is what the Holy Spirit put in my heart that we should pray. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of cancer that has been planted in my body by darkness, so that the cancer can manifest at a time in the future. Take fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that seed right now. Open your mouth and pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of cancer that demons have planted in my body, in the cells of my body, so as to manifest at a future time. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the seed right now. Pray that prayer. Pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every seed of cancer planted by darkness, planted by demons inside my body system. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the seed right now. In Jesus' name, destroy the seed right now. Destroy the seed right now. Every seed of cancer planted in my blood by darkness, planted in my bones, planted in any organ of my body, planted in my cells, be destroyed now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over my life from the hands of powers of darkness controlling me. The Holy Spirit, take over my life from the hands of princes of darkness, controlling it. Open your mouth and pray. Holy Spirit, take over my life. Take over my days from the hands of powers of darkness, controlling it. Take over my days from the hands of demons, of princes of darkness, controlling it. Take over my days from the hands of territorial demons, territorial agents of darkness, controlling it. Take over my days, Holy Spirit. Be in charge of my life, Holy Spirit. Be in charge of the control of my life, Holy Spirit. Let no demon control my life. Let no witchcraft control my life. Let no darkness control my life. Let no God or goddess control my life. Let no principality control my life. Holy Spirit, take over the control of my life. Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy the agenda of darkness. To use the people close to me against me. You're going to say, Father, destroy the agenda of darkness. To use the people close to me to afflict me, to torment me. Open your mouth and pray. Father, destroy the plan of the enemy. The agenda of darkness to use the people close to me to torment me, to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, destroy the plan of darkness to use my family members against me. To use the people around me against me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. We say, Father, take me out of every realm of darkness that is bringing failures and setbacks into my life. You say, Father, remove me from every realm of darkness. Remove my spirit from every realm of darkness that is bringing failures and setbacks into my life. Open your mouth and pray in that. Say, Father, deliver me from realms of darkness. Remove me from realms of darkness that is bringing failures into my life, bringing weaknesses into my life, bringing setbacks into my life. Oh Lord, remove me from such realms. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Remove my spirit from such realms. Remove my soul from such realms. Remove my body from such realms. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, take away poisons of darkness from my spirit, soul, and body. Say, Lord of Jesus, take away poisons of darkness from my spirit, soul, and body. Open your mouth and pray. Lord of Jesus, take away poisons of darkness from my spirit, from my soul, from my body, right now. Lord of Jesus, take away poisons of darkness from my spirit, from my soul, from my body, right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, take away poisons of darkness from my spirit, from my soul, from my body, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that is speaking evil into my life, speaking evil into my destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy the covenant. Destroy the covenant. Open your mouth and pray. Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that is speaking evil into my life, calling a destiny. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every covenant of darkness that was established against me since my childhood. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Every covenant of darkness that was established against me since my childhood, that was established when I was a child and has been walking against me since that time. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let's shout it. Masashushasha eteshuchana. Lord of Jesus, destroy the covenant now. Every covenant of darkness that was established when I was a child and have been working against me since that time. Blood of Jesus, dissolve the covenant now. Destroy the covenant now. In the name of Jesus, destroy such covenant right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let the covenant die in the blood of Jesus. Let such covenant die right now by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every negative event that is waiting for me at a future time. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every negative situation, negative event that the enemy has programmed for me to happen at a future time. Blood of Jesus, destroy that negative event. Open your mouth and pray that. Every negative event that the kingdom of darkness have programmed to happen to me in the future, Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every negative situation that the kingdom of darkness have planned and programmed to happen to me, to happen to my family at a future time. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. 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 Let such events disappear forever from my future. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God destroy powers of darkness that are always waiting for me in the realm of my dreams, who attack me, who oppress me. You're going to say, let the hunger of God destroy them. Open your mouth and pray. Let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness that are always waiting for me in the realm of my dreams, so that when I sleep, they can uproot me and oppress me. Let the hunger of God find them right now and destroy them. Let God's hunger find them right now and destroy them. Let God's hunger find them right now and destroy them. Powers of darkness, witches and wizards that are always waiting for me in the environment of my dreams to oppress me and enslave me. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say the name of Jesus. Let the plan of the enemy to turn my health upside down be broken right now. Let such plan be destroyed right now. Open your mouth and pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the plan of the enemy to turn my health upside down be broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the operation of the enemy that is going on to turn my health upside down, to turn my health against me, to turn my body system against me, let that plan be destroyed right now. Let such operations be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy to use my health against me, I command the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, arise, O Lord, and fight every battle that has become too strong for me to It means to say, arise, O Lord, and destroy them. Destroy them. Open your mouth and pray. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Destroy battles of darkness that have become too strong for me to overcome. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, destroy battles of darkness that have become too strong for me to conquer. Fight them, O Lord. Right them in the name of Jesus. Fight them for me right now, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your name be highly exalted in my life. And let every other names surrender to your name in my life. Let every other name bow to your name in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. So, Lord Jesus, let your name be highly exalted in my life. And let every other name bow to your name in my life. Let every other name serve your name in my life. Let every other name surrender to your name in my life. In the name of Jesus, exalt your name in my life, Lord Jesus. Exalt your name in my body. Exalt your name in my soul. Exalt your name in my spirit. Exalt your name in my environment. Exalt your name in my career. Lord Jesus, exalt your name in my calling, in my destiny. And let every other name surrender to your name in my life. Let every other name bow to your name in my life. In the name of Jesus, let every other name obey your name in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every power that wants to twist my destiny. destroy every power that wants to pervert my destiny, that wants to change my destiny into something else. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Your destiny can be twisted by darkness. It can be perverted. It can be exchanged by darkness. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every power that wants to twist my destiny, that wants to pervert my destiny, that wants to alter my destiny, that wants to manipulate my destiny, that wants to change my destiny into something else that is not in your plans for me. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Powers of darkness that wants to twist my destiny, that wants to twist my calling, that wants to pervert my calling. Lord of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Name. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, connect me with people that you have destined to use to lift up my life. Say, Father, connect me with people, with persons that you have destined to lift up my life. Wherever they are, in every corner of the world, connect me with them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Connect me with people, with places, with platforms, with organizations, with companies that you have destined to lift up my life. Connect me with people, with persons, with places, with organizations, with opportunities that you have chosen to elevate my life. Father, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. Connect me with friends that you have chosen to use to lift up my life. Connect me, O Lord, with such people. Connect me with organizations, whether governmental organizations or non-governmental organizations, that you have chosen to use to lift up my life. Father, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. Connect me with companies O Lord, connect me with places that you have chosen to use to elevate me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 10 more prayer points before we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say fire of the Holy Ghost fall upon every coven of witches and wizards and witch doctors that is projecting evil into my life and destiny. The fire of the Holy Ghost consume altars and covens of witches and wizards and witch doctors and occultic personalities that are projecting evil, sending evil into my life and destiny. Consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Even as you are praying right now, fire will touch those places. Even as you are praying right now, those covens will catch fire. Those altars will catch fire. Those satanic shrines will catch fire. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every coven, altar of witches and wizards, and of witch doctors, and of occultic personalities that are projecting evil into my life and destiny. Consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire consume them. In the name of Jesus, consume them all. Consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Consume them now. Covens of witches. Covens of witchcraft. Covens of witch doctors. Altars of satanists, altars people in occultism. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume those altars right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Sword of the Lord, cut off every evil finger or every finger of darkness that is rewriting my destiny. You're going to say, Sword of the Lord, cut off every evil finger that is rewriting my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Sword of the Lord, put them off. Put them off. Right now. Put them on. Put them on. Right now. Put them off. Right now. Sword of the Lord. Put them off. right now, in the name of Jesus. Sword of the Lord, sword of the Lord, cut off every evil finger that is rewriting my destiny, that is rewriting the events of my life, that is writing another thing for my life and destiny that is contrary to what God has written. Sword of the Lord, cut them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every finger of darkness that is writing evil to happen in my life and destiny, sword of the Lord, cut them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have eight more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and anointing for speed in my career. In my ministry, in my calling, in my profession, in the name of Jesus, say, I receive grace and anointing to move forward with speed in my calling, in my career, in my business. In the name of Jesus, may I receive grace and anointing to move forward with speed in the works of my hands, in my talent, in my skills, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, plant in my spirit man your everlasting fire that will enable me to be strong spiritually, that will enable me to never get weak spiritually. Say, Father, plant in my spirit man your everlasting fire. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, plant in my spirit man your everlasting everlasting fire that will enable me to remain strong spiritually at all times. Plant in my spirit man everlasting fire that will make me to never get tired of spiritual things, that will make me to never get tired of prayer, of fasting. Oh Lord, plant in my spirit man your everlasting fire. Now make me to be strong in my prayer life. That will make me to be powerful in my prayer life. Plant in my spirit your everlasting fire. Now make me to not get tired of doing spiritual exercises on daily basis. Plant in my spirit man your everlasting fire that will enhance my spiritual growth and development. Father, plant in my spirit man your everlasting fire that will speed up my spiritual growth and advancement. In the name of Jesus, fill my spirit with your everlasting fire, such that I become an agent of revival in these last days. Say, Father, fill my spirit man with your everlasting fire so that I become a change agent in my generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say every evil garment upon me. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment the enemy has placed upon me, catch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every evil garment of failure, evil garment of confusion, evil garment of laziness, every evil garment of sluggishness, every evil garment of rising and falling, every evil garment of oppression, of slavery, catch fire right now. Be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every evil garment that have been worn on me by darkness, catch fire right now. Catch fire right now. Catch fire right now. Catch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment of making mistakes, every evil garment of doing things the wrong way. Every evil garment that is making me to do things the wrong way, touch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment that is making failures to multiply my life, touch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment that is making me sorrowful, touch fire right now in the name of Jesus. You're fine. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I mean, we have 5 more prayer points. We are going to decree you're going to say in the name of Jesus, I decree over my life that a new beginning shall emerge in my life. You're going to say, I decree over my life that a new dawn shall manifest in my life. You're going to say, I decree over my life that glorious things, beautiful things shall appear in my life. Open your mouth and begin to decree like that. Say, I decree over my life, a new beginning shall emerge. A new dawn shall emerge. Glorious things shall manifest. Beautiful things shall manifest. Success shall manifest. Breakthroughs shall manifest. Continue to decree like that. Say, I decree over my life great blessings. I decree over my life that great blessings manifest. That great honor manifest. In the name of Jesus. I decree over my life that great riches manifest. That great wealth manifest. I decree over my life that open doors manifest. That beautiful opportunities manifest. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I decree over my life that new connections manifest. That destiny help us manifest. That greater light manifest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As you have decreed, so shall it be in Jesus' name. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release upon me the anointing of a seer. You're going to say, Father, release upon me the anointing of a seer. Such that I'm able to see divine revelations very clearly. Open your mouth and pray like that. the Father put upon me the anointing of a seer, such that I'm able to see divine visions, divine dreams, divine revelations very clearly. And also that I will be able to understand the things that you show me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me the grace of a seer, the anointing of a seer, such that I will be able to see deep things, mysterious things very clearly, such that I'll be able to see invisible things very clearly, such that I'll be able to see things in the spiritual realms very clearly, and also so that I'll be able to understand whatever I see. Oh Lord, put upon me the anointing of a seer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me the grace that will enable me to hear your voice very clearly. Put upon me the grace of a prophet that will enable me to hear your voice very clearly, very audibly and clearly, and at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me the grace of a prophet that will enable me to hear your voice very clearly and very audibly at all times, in every situation, in the name of Jesus. The grace of a prophet that will enable me to hear your voice very clear. Now, that will enable me to hear your voice concerning situations of my life. The grace that will enable me to hear your audible voice concerning the situations in my life, concerning the issues of my life, concerning issues of my calling, concerning issues of many areas of my life. Oh Lord, give me that grace now. I want to be able to receive directions and instructions from you at all times, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill my heart with passion for soul winning. Fill my heart with strong passion for soul winning. Open your mouth and pray that. Say, Father, fill my heart with strong desire and passion for soul winning. Let me always think. Let me always be found thinking about winning souls into your kingdom. Let it always be my great concern. Fill my heart with strong passion. Strong passion. Strong love for soul winning. Let it always be in my thought to do things, to take actions that will lead to soul winning. In the name of Jesus. Father, let it always be my greatest concern. Let it always be my burden that I will always think about winning souls into your kingdom. Oh Lord, fill my heart with strong passion for soul winning. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Lastly, you're going to pray. We say, Father, let the head and everything in the head begin to serve your will and purpose in my life. You're going to say, Father, let the head and everything in the head begin to serve your will and purpose for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, let everything in the head and the head begin to serve your purpose for my life. Let them begin to work together to fulfill your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, let the head and all that is in the head begin to walk together to fulfill God's purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, let the head and all that is in the head begin to labor tirelessly to fulfill, to satisfy, to execute, to carry out God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus. Speak now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise and adore you, for you are so faithful. You are so kind and merciful. You are so gracious and loving. You are so compassionate. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, you have led us to pray a lot of prayers tonight. Father, please, according to your mercies, answer all these prayers in Jesus' name. I ask that you speed up the manifestation of the answers to our prayers. If it were supposed to take months, Father, let it take weeks in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, if the answers to our prayers were supposed to take weeks, Father, speed it up and let it take days. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask that you make your intentions and your will known to your people right here. The things that you want them to know. The things that are in your heart, in your mind, that you want them to know, but they don't know, they can't see it. Oh Lord, through revelations, through your voice, make it known to them in Jesus' name. The kind of directions and guidance that your people need so that they will be able to fulfill their destinies. Oh Lord, give them the directions now. Give them the guidance now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall rise above the limitation Satan has set on your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall rise above the limitations darkness has set on your family line, on your bloodline, in the name of Jesus. You shall rise above the limitations even you yourself have set on your own life. You shall rise above such limitations in Jesus' name. I pray that the grace of God shall be sufficient in your life. And the hand of God shall work mighty miracles in your life. Even in your body system, you shall see miracles. In your soul, you shall see miracles. In your spirit, you shall see miracles. In your bank account, you shall see miracles. In your environment, you shall see miracles. In your marriage, your family, in your businesses, in your career, in your profession, you shall see miracles in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.